This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by The Good Book Company, inviting you to check out Gospel-Shaped Mercy, a brand new curriculum from the Gospel Coalition to help your church explore how a right understanding of the gospel moves us toward ministries of mercy. More information at gospelshapedchurch.org. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Colin Smith, Danny Aiken, and Ryan Kelly, answering the question, what has parenthood done for your sanctification?
Gentlemen, you're further along in your parenting career, now into grandparenting days. Looking back, what has parenting done for your sanctification?
Well, I often say to folks, marriage greatly aids your sanctification, but children take it to a whole new exponential level that cannot be described. It absolutely has to be experienced.
I have two boys and now four granddaughters, two on each side. And you have a larger family than I do.
I have four boys and 11 grandchildren,
wow.
Six boys and five girls.
And you, Ryan?
We have four, 17 down to 12, three girls and a boy in that order.
Well, I'll just tell you, having children helps you put life in perspective. You begin to sense, first of all, the incredible love that God the Father has for us as you love your children unconditionally, and you love your children, wanting to nourish them up and see them come to Christ and then grow in the Lord. And so you learn so much about Him, but it helps you realize some things in life that at one time I thought were like really, really important, they aren't. And other things, they are important, that they're crucial. And when it comes to pouring your life into these children, that someday you're going to let go and they're going to be out there on their own anyway. You want them to do well when you're not around to watch over them. You just realize again how God has to do a work in your own life to equip you to impact their life in that kind of a way. So at least for me, I grew a lot when I got married. I grew a lot more when God gave us our children, and I'm still growing in it. But yes, children are an incredible aid to sanctification because of the multitude of challenges they bring to you day after day after day after day.
Yeah, it's humbling.
It is very humbling.
And isn't it humbling, too, to trust the Lord for their souls, to be able to know that no matter how hard we labor, or even in our best days of praying for them or instructing them or disciplining them, it's all inadequate, and so He must save them. And it's a helpless feeling, but of course that's a good thing.
Isn't it the case that all responsibility is good in regards to sanctification? So, I mean, marriage itself also has a sanctifying effect, or can have a sanctifying effect, because it is taking responsibility. It's not good for us to be without responsibility. We tend to become worse. Responsibility focuses the mind, it elevates the sense that I must rise to something, and for sure children really do that. The other thing that strikes me about this is that you do become known. We're all involved in ministry in different ways, and people know you in a certain way, but they know you from a certain distance in large measure. Your children know you. A family, you are known in a different way. And it seems to me that produces a sense of reality that's a wonderfully sanctifying thing in and of itself.
Well, I think, honestly, we have to acknowledge we can sometimes fool our people. We can. We can't fool our mate, and we can't fool our children. Yeah. They see us in all of our sinfulness. They see us when we make mistakes. In fact, I often say to parents and fathers in particular, when you blow it with your children, tell them. Yeah. You don't lose the respect of your children if you will say what I call seven magical words. I was wrong.
Yes.
Will you forgive me? Yeah. In fact, in my own life, when I did some really dumb stuff, made some really foolish mistakes, sin, went to my boys and acknowledged that I had sinned against them and asked their forgiveness, they didn't think less of me. I have no doubt they thought more of me because they knew I'd blown it anyway. So is he going to cover it up and try to pretend he didn't do this, or is he going to admit to us he did wrong us and ask for us to forgive him? And when I did, never did I sense that they thought less of me. They think my dad is trying to live out the ethics of Scripture And hopefully I was setting a good model for them that they then will translate to their children now.
Yeah, yeah. And don't some things come out of our hearts in parenting that we didn't even know were in there? Yeah, I mean, I think certain circumstances just expose some parts of our heart that are dark and difficult. And
I knew I was impatient.
Yeah.
I had no idea how impatient I was until God gave me my children. And He's still working on me in that area, but He exposed some real shortcomings in my life when losing my temper and saying something I shouldn't have said or acting in a way and seeing the hurt on their end and realizing, what were you thinking? What were you doing? Well, you weren't thinking. You were just sinning. And so, yes, God uses our children as well as our mate to expose some dark things that need to be exposed and then need to be brought under His lordship.
Yeah, I mean, and then just thinking about the joy aspect of this, you know, sanctification, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. I mean, how much the gift of children helps that. You have a wonderful story about a couple of students. Oh, tell us that as we wrap it up.
When I was at Southern Seminary, I had a couple of single guys come see me one day. They actually got in a fist fight. They were roommates, and they got in a fist fight. They came to the principal's office, basically. I was the academic vice president and dean. So they sat down, and the first thing I said was, guys, you know what? There's nothing wrong with the two of you that marriage and three or four kids would not cure. And they just looked at me and I said, you'll understand what I'm saying one of these days. And actually, one of them came back later and said, remember when I said, yeah, I said, you were right. Marriage and children have done a world of good for my sanctification.
Yeah, that's a great story. Now, I've got a 17-year-old. Tell me what's ahead for me. What, from 17 on, getting kids out of the house and into maybe marriage
relationships
someday.
Well, some people whine about the empty nest. Yeah. I told folks, I nearly became a Babdecostal when they left the nest. It was like a honeymoon all over again, but this time we had money. And so it really was a good deal. So I had no fear moving them on and moving them on quickly. No, it'll be heartbreaking. And at the same time, the joy that you'll have in seeing them, if they walk with God, soar for His glory, and do good things on behalf of His kingdom, will bless you in ways that I don't think can be equaled this side of heaven.
Ryan, you've got a great season ahead of you, but you'll never stop being a dad.
Yeah, okay, that's a good word.
That's a good word.
We'll end on that. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more Gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.